So today I'm not going to talk about the Romans. I'm going to talk about what the Bible says. What does the Lord require us to do? The title of today, Bible study, is to work out our salvation. So what should we do now that we are saved? What should we do now that we are saved, right? We are all Christian, right? What should we do? Five things that I would like you to do. And if you keep on doing it, you will be richly blessed by our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's how we work out our salvation. Could someone read that out to me? Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 to 13. If you are willing to work out your salvation, that means it is God who work in you to will and to act. To will and to act according to his good purpose. That is God's purpose. I'm talking about God's purpose today. God's purpose. What is God's purpose for our life? Okay? God's purpose for our life, it is God who works in us to will, to make a decision, and to act. And that's how we work out our salvation. Joyce, I would like you to read that. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 to 13.
Now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it's God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose.
God do not want us to come to the church just to hear about his word. That's not good enough. That is not God's purpose for our life. And Paul saying that, therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Verse 13, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. What is God's purpose for us in our life? Five things. I want you to write it down. Number one, study. Study God's word. Number two, memorize God's word. Number three, obey God's word. Number four, teach God's word. Number five, according to God's word. Now I write down all the Bible verses so that you know where it comes from. Five things. Study according to the Old Testament teaching is Ezra chapter 7 verse 10. According to New Testament teaching, is Acts chapter 17, verse 11. Memorize God's word. According to New Testament teaching, 1 John chapter 2, 14 and 24. According to Peter, 2 Peter 3, 2. according to Jude 17. Jude is only one chapter, so verse 17. Now, obey. Obey God's word. According to Philippians 2:12. According to Old Testament, Ezra 7:10. Teaching God's word. According to Old Testament teaching, Ezra 7:10. According to New Testament teaching, Acts chapter 6, verse 4. According to Jesus' teaching in Matthew chapter 28:20. And I add one more regarding obey God's word. Matthew chapter 28:27:21. Prayer. According to God's word. 1 Samuel chapter 12 verse 23. New Testament teaching. Acts 6:4. Jude 20. I tell you what's the problem of the Israelite. They don't study. That's the problem of Israelite. They don't study God's word. They don't study. And they forget. Okay? I tell you what's the problem that they have. You know why they sinned against Jesus? Take a look at Psalm chapter 15. Take a look at what is their problem. Psalm chapter 15, verse 16. But to the wicked, God said, what right have you to recite my law or take my covenants on your lips? You hate my instruction and cast my word behind you. What does it mean by cast my word behind you? What does it mean, Joshua? What does it mean by you cast my word behind you?
You don't
read it? It casts it behind my back? I don't see it? I don't know? I don't care. What has happened to those Israelites is exactly happened to the Christian nowadays. They claim to be Christian, but they are not. They say things they should not have said. Okay? They teach God's word. What right have you to recite my law or take my covenant on your lips? You hate my instruction. You cast my word behind you. Verse 18. When you see a thief, you join with him. You throw in your lot with adulterers. You use your mouth for evil and harness your tongue to deceive. You speak continuously against your brother and slander your own mother's son. These things you have done, and I kept silent. You thought I was altogether like you, but I will rebuke you and accuse you to your face. Verse 22. Consider this. You who forget God put it this way. Honestly, if I just go to the church and listen to a sermon, and I go to fellowship, either Friday or Saturday night, and study God's Word, there's only 2 days in the whole week. Do you think I will not be the one like this, cast His Word behind my back? 7 days of 2 days. And 2 days in sermon. How long it takes for a sermon? 1 hour? Hour and a half? Right? At most. Some people has 25 minutes. It is not good enough. You will forget. You will commit the same kind of sin the Israelite has committed in Psalm 50. I want to make sure. You know what struck me is what happened on Monday night and just before I come on Tuesday, that I have Bible study with those people in mainland China. The problem they are facing in mainland China because they don't do these 5 things. And it dawned on me. It may be my mistake. I don't make it clear to all the followers of Jesus Christ. We claim ourselves to be Christian, right? And yet, we forget God. We forget His Word. We hate His instruction. If you love something, you always keep in touch with that. Can anyone tell me, anyone has a iPhone? Emily, do you have an iPhone? You didn't bring it? Wow. That's good. Carl, you have iPhone? With you? You love that iPhone? You're going to play around with that iPhone? And you're going to spend time in iPhone? People spend half an hour every day. He's going to master every function in iPhone. Am I right? Only half an hour a day. You're going to master the function in iPhone. But brother and sister, how many of us spend half an hour every day to master the Word of God? And you say you know God? Come on, don't lie to me. A lot of Christians, they spend a lot of time on this kind of electronic instrument, and yet they don't spend time with the Word of God. They love this kind of thing, but they hate God's instruction. I want all of you to repent, or else that's hopeless to your own life. And you will face suffering. And at that time, you turn around. First thing, we have to study God's Word. And I found out, study is not good enough. You know what? I studied all my life, 30 some odd years. A lot of Bible verses I studied. And I forget. Only those I take time to memorize it. You know how do I memorize it? I write it down. I pick that Bible verses up. I pick that out, and then I write it down 10 times. I remember that. Where do I learn it from? I learn it from Deuteronomy chapter 17. That's how Moses teach the future king of Israel. When you sit on throne to become king of Israel, the first thing you have to do is to copy the scripture so that you can study daily. You study daily, Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 18, then you know how to obey God's word. First thing, study God's word. Okay? The church of Berea, Acts 17, he didn't use the word study. He used the word examine. study in detail. Check it out. When Paul, the Apostle Paul, go to the church, go to the Berea, and study the Bible with those saints. And after Paul's left, they study, they examine God's word daily. They're going to check him out. Lo and behold, let me tell you one thing. I didn't see them. Paul write any books to Berea. You don't need to teach them anything. Because when they check it out themselves, you don't need to tell them. They got it already. Thessalonica is different. When Paul teach them God's word, they don't study. They just swallow it. And then when another pastor comes, they preach something else, they believe in it. They get into a problem. That's exactly what happened to the church of Thessalonica, exactly what happened on Monday night. So that's why it moved me to tell you, I want you to make sure you remember that. If you claim yourself to be a Christian, unless you don't want to have a noble character. Noble character means your life has already been changed. Your life has been changed. How can my life be changed? Unless I examine the scripture I heard. I don't care who preached the scripture to me. First of all, I want you to tell me where you get the scripture from. If it's outside the Bible, I don't even want to listen. Don't waste my time. If it's from the Bible, tell me where is it. You understand? That means it's God's word. You tell me where is it, and then I go home and study it. I examine it. I want you to read Acts 17, verse 11. Josh?
Now the Bereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians, but they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day.
They receive it with great eagerness. Some people come to the church, they don't even bring the Bible. They don't even bring the Bible. That means I don't even care what you say. I have no intention to study. If I have intention to examine the scripture, whatever you say, I want to see whether it's true. True means whether it's from God. You understand what I'm trying to say? I go to a restaurant, is to eat good food. I go to a theater, is to watch a movie. I go to a church, is to study scripture. You don't waste my time, man. With one purpose in mind. When I come and listen to you, I want to hear what the Lord has to say to me through you. But I want to check you out to see whether it's exactly from God, or it's your own idea, or your own interpretation. You understand what I'm trying to say? Do you want to follow the church or bury it? If you want, you study it. I wrote down the scripture, and you can study at home. Deuteronomy 17:18. I want you to read that. Deuteronomy 17:18. Josh?
When he takes the throne of his kingdom, he is to write for himself on a scroll a copy of this law taken from that of the priests who are Levites.
Read that one more time.
When he takes the throne of his kingdom, he is to write for himself on a scroll a copy of this law taken from that of the priests who are Levites.
Is that instruction to the normal people, or is that instruction to the king? Joshua 17:18, when he takes the throne of his kingdom, he is to write for himself on a scroll a copy of this law, taken from that of the priests who are Levi. Verse 19, it is to be with him, and he is to read it, to study, to examine it all the days of his life, so that he might learn to revere the Lord his God and follow carefully all the words of this law and this decree. If you don't study it, no way you will obey it. Don't lie to me. You don't even know what the Lord requires of you. How can you say, I obey God? No, you don't obey God. You don't even know what God said. Right? So what did I say? Deuteronomy 17, 18 to 19. Copy, read it, study it, examine it. No, is this instruction to the beggar or is this instruction to the king? I'm giving you instruction so that you become king in the future. I tell you where I'm coming from. I want you to write it down right beside there. Revelation 26. Revelation 22:5. In the millennium kingdom, we will reign with Jesus Christ for 1,000 years. In the new heaven and new earth, we're going to reign with Jesus Christ forever and ever. So when I tell you to study, examine, that means I want you to become king in the future. That instruction is not to normal people, man. Study the scripture, examine the scripture, receive it with eagerness. That instruction is to future king. Do you know that? You know what? If you tell me during the millennium kingdom, I don't want to be king, you just ignore what I just said. Don't bother studying, okay? You got that? If you say to yourself, I want to reign with Jesus Christ for 1,000 years during the millennium kingdom, and I want to reign with my Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever, I'm going to copy the Bible. I'm going to memorize it. I'm going to study it and observe. You got that? Read that. Revelation 26, Josh 22:5.
Revelation 26. Blessed and holy are those who have part in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years.
If you want to reign with God for 1,000 years, that means you know that you're going to be a future king. You better study scripture now. How can you judge God's people? You're going to judge God's people with God's word. Otherwise, you're not fit for that. If you're not a lawyer, how can you be a judge? You got to be a good lawyer first in order to be a good judge. Does it make sense? It makes sense. 22:5.
There will be no more nights. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun. The Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever.
I want to reign with God not only in this present world, and also in the new heaven. I want to reign with God forever and ever. I want to study scripture. I want to know what I'm going to inherit. Okay? Does it make sense? First thing, God's purpose for future king is to study his scripture. Receive his word with great eagerness and examine it daily and study all the day of my life until I see Jesus Christ. That is my devotion to the Lord. You know where I first learned it from? I learned it from Ezra 7:10. Could you read that? Ezra?
Ezra 7:10. For Ezra had devoted himself to the study and observance of the law of the Lord, and to teaching its decrees and laws in Israel.
Ezra make that decision. Three decisions that he has made. It is God who is at work in Ezra to will and to act according to God's purpose. And that's why God can use Ezra to revive the nation of Israel when they come back from captivity, from Babylon, back to the place of Jerusalem. If you want God to use you, if you truly want God, if you truly want to get God's blessing, do not deceive yourself, man. You study the scripture diligently every day and all the days of your life. And you make that devotion. That's the commitment someone makes. And that's why God uses it. A lot of Christians, they call themselves Christians. They have ignoble character. They don't have a noble character. They don't want to be king. You understand? You got that? Don't waste time to come to a Bible study. If you don't study God's word at home yourself, you're wasting time. I read that one more time, and I get moved by Ezra. I want to follow him. For Ezra has devoted himself to the study of God's law, to the observance of God's law, and to the teaching of God's law. He make a devotion for three things. Study, observe. Observe means obey, and then teach. What I'm telling you for these five things, I don't just learn it from one person. If I just learn it from one person, it's only three things. Study, obey or observe, and teach. What did I say? Five things you have to do. Study, memorize, obey, teach, and pray. I learned it from all these holy people. And found out this is God's will for us. And that's how you truly get blessing. Does it make sense, Hannah? Or do you agree? You want to be the lady of noble character, to be the princess, or you just want to be a beggar? Oh, man. Number two, I want to memorize it. When I see the Bible verses stand out to me, I memorize it. I say, Lord, this is what you talk to me. I want to memorize it. I memorize it. When I memorize it, when God's word lives inside me, I become an overcomer. I can overcome the devil. I can overcome the evil one. I will not be a loser. I will not fall into temptation. I want you to read 1 John chapter 2, verse 14. When I have God's word remain in my body, remain in me, the only way for you not to let Satan to snatch the word of God out of your heart is to memorize it. If I memorize it, no way you can take it from me, because it belongs to me. It becomes part of my body. You understand? When you memorize it, right beside memorize it, You write down Psalm chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. When you memorize it, you can meditate on the Word of God any moment of your life. While you're staying, while you're sitting, while you're standing, people don't know that what you are thinking. But you are memorizing God's Word. You can speak to God. You say, what does it mean when you just said that to me? What does it mean in my own life? What do you want me to do? Only those who meditate on the Word of the Lord day and night, He is the blessed one. You study, you can study all your life. You study and then you forget it. Because Satan can snatch it out of your heart. That is according to Matthew chapter 13, the first parable. In Matthew chapter 13, there are seven parables. The first parable talk about when the farmer sowed the seed in a hard land. And Satan is the bird, snatch it. You hear the word of God, the moment you leave the church, it's all gone. But when you examine it, when you study it, it will come back. You understand? I heard what he said. Now I study. Study is not good enough. I memorize it. I know where it comes from. You got that? Memorize it. When you memorize it, it will remain in you. It will live in you. You'll be overcomer. And then you walk with Jesus. Emmanuel, God is with you. What you hear remain in you. You're going to remain in Jesus Christ. And you're going to live in God. You're going to walk with God. Do you understand? You need to memorize it. Unless you say to me, I don't want to be king. Okay? Do you know what? If you are the Supreme Court judge, a lawyer give you some argument, if you are the judge, and you don't know God's law, you don't know the law of the city, you say, well, the lawyer says something, and you just agree, actually it's against the law, the whole court case will be overturned. Do you understand that? Can you imagine you are a medical doctor? You don't even remember what you learned in the classroom. You look at the patient, wow, come on. This kind of disease, a weird disease, I don't even know how to do it. You go home now, let me study. Shame on you, Joshua. Don't ever do that. You got to prepare yourself, man. You got to study diligently. You got to know the description that you give it to them. What is the side effect? You got to let them know ahead of time. Do not be a wishy-washy medical doctor. As a Christian, you got to develop noble character. Do not be an ignoble character. Take the time to study. When you study, you know what happened? When I study every day, God's word going to pop out to me. And then I copy it and memorize it. Today, it popped out to me in Psalm 56 verse 13. Oh, that Bible verse pop out to me. Oh, I like it. And I go back to study it again. And I memorize the whole thing. 13 verses. When it pop out, that means say, hey, listen to me. Come. When someone texts to you, beep, 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 right? Use vibration, isn't it? How do you know someone text message to you? You dumb. Michelle, is it true or not? That guy,
Bible verse.
He tried to deceive me, you know. You think Pastor John believe in him? As if I believe in Bible? Now, come on. I tell you one thing. From time to get home, God going to pop out some Bible verses to you. You better pay attention. And you go back and study. Why he's saying what he's saying. And go back to study the whole thing. And you grab it. Studying is not good enough. That's the beginning. Do not deceive yourself as if you make it. Okay? You memorize it. So that you can walk with God. If you don't know God's word, you can never walk with God humbly. What does the Lord require of us? Micah chapter 6, right beside memorize. Write down Micah 6:8. What does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with the Lord your God. How do you walk with Him if you don't even know His word? You lie to me, you walk with God. Read that out to me. Micah, chapter 6, verse 8. Micah chapter 6 verse 8. What does the Lord require of us? The Lord has shown us what is good for us to do. Three things that we should do. Read that out loud.
He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
Do you know what happened? 1 Corinthians chapter 5, when Paul write a letter to the church of Corinth and tell them to cast out the leader who commit adultery with his own father's concubine. Take it as if his own wife. Paul said, cast him out. That is to act justly, because that's what the Lord wants to do to that fellow. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, when that fellow cast into the hand of Satan, Satan tortured him, and he repented. He turned around, and Paul said, to love mercy, bring him back. You know what? If Paul doesn't have the word of God hidden within his heart, how did he know when did he cast people out? How did he know when he did bring him back? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? To act justly in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. To love mercy, 2 Corinthians chapter 2. And to walk humbly with the Lord your God. Then you walk humbly with God. But in those people, when God required them to act justly, they say, oh, I love mercy. Love the adulterous man. And it affects the whole church. Brother and sister, if you don't memorize God's word, you can never walk with God humbly. You don't even know what to do. When to act justly, when to love mercy, when to walk humbly with the Lord our God. Does it make sense? Memorize God's word. Not just John taught about that. Apostle John. Read that chapter 2 verse 24. And then read 2 Peter. Chapter 3 verse 2. And then read Jude 17. Jude is only one chapter. Memorize God's word. In some other Bible they call recall. Or remember. But I love the word memorize. Recall, remember, and memorize. The same thing. Don't let the word of God behind your back. Put it in front of you. You read it. You meditate on it. Study to it. And talk to God about that. You will memorize it. You need to take time to know that person. right? You need to take more time to know God. Read that. 2:24, 1 John.
See that when you have first in the beginning remains in you. If it does, it will also remain in the Son and in the Father.
Do you want to walk with God? You got to let the Word of God remain in you. You need to let the Word of God live in you. You got that? What's the second step, Christopher? Regarding God's Word. What should I do? The first thing?
Study.
Second thing?
Memorize
it. When I memorize it, I walk with God. That's why I can overcome the evil doer. Take a look at 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 2. What did he say?
I want you to recall the words spoken in the past by the Holy Prophet and the command given by our Lord and Savior through your apostles.
Recall the word spoken by the Holy Prophet. That's Old Testament. Recall God's commandment, Jesus' commandment. How the apostle taught us. Remember Old Testament and New Testament. Jude, verse 17.
But dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold.
Remember, recall, and memorize it. Add one more word. Psalm chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. Meditate. You can only meditate something that's inside your heart. You cannot meditate anything if your heart is empty. Does it make sense? Read that.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers.
Do you want to be prosperous? Do you want to be greatly used by God? Do you want to bear fruit? Or do you want to see Jesus Christ empty-handed? It's up to you. You got to memorize it. If you memorize it, you can meditate on it. When I memorize it, when I walk, God can speak to me. When I preach, when I teach, God speak to me. Using that Bible verses, don't use that one. You got that? I got to memorize it. The more you memorize, the more he can use you. When I walk, he guided me. He tell me what to say, what not to say, what to do, and what not to do. You got that? And you can bear fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you don't have the word of God within you, don't deceive yourself. We become useless. Right? If I don't bear fruit, and I'm the branch of the true vine, Jesus said, if the branch of that vine doesn't bear fruit, he's gonna cut it off. If I bear fruit, he's gonna prune it. Right? So that I can bear much fruit, more fruit, so as to glorify him. Jew. You read that already, right? Third thing. Obey. Observe. Obey God's word. Right? Philippians chapter... read the Philippians chapter 2 verse 12. Philippians chapter 2 verse 12.
Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
The church of Philippians is one of the best church, other than Berea. The best one. and Paul gave them the best time. Among all the churches that Paul ministered, only one church supporting Paul is Philippians. And Paul tell them, you obey me in my presence, you also obey me in my absence. That's good stuff. Work out your salvation. Continue to do that with fear and trembling. Afraid that, well, when the pastor is not around, I do something else. Only those people who don't study God's word, don't memorize God's word, when the pastor is not around, they do something else. You know what? I don't even remember what the pastor has taught me. But I remember the Bible verses that I take time to memorize it. That means you get a direct teaching from Jesus. Direct teaching from the Holy Spirit. Direct teaching from God because I live in Him. Isn't it better than teaching from the senior pastor? Thousand times better. I don't even know what the other pastor said. I don't need to go to their churches to listen to them. I go back to Jesus. I open the Bible. I read it. And then I don't understand. I ask Him, why are you saying what you say? What do you want to tell me? So that I can tell your people. He taught me. He tell me. Don't talk about Roman today. I think that I talked to you. Taught them. Does it make sense? Obey God's word. Philippians, observe God's word. Ezra make that devotion in three things. Study God's word. Secondly, observe God's law. It's a commitment. You know why? You write it down right beside Ezra. You know why Ezra make that devotion? I tell you why. You write down right beside Ezra 7, chapter 7, verse 10. Devoted to do that. Why you make that devotion to do that? You write down Philippians 2:13. It is God who is at work in him to will and to act. It is God, say, Ezra, I want you to make that devotion. You got that? Is it good? Definitely it's good. So as to what? To do God's will. To fulfill God's will. And I want you to write it down. Fulfill God's will. You read that. 7:21. It is those. Not everyone who call me Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God. It's only those who do the will of the Lord. It is those who fulfill God's purpose. It is God. It is those who do God's will. Read that, 7:21. Matthew?
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father.
What did the Lord Jesus Christ say? In Matthew chapter 28:18-20, all authority, all power has been given unto me. Go and make disciple of all nations, not make believer, make disciple of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey what I commanded you. And lo and behold, and I'll be with you until the end of the ages. You want to walk with God? You teach people to obey God's word. Obey God's word. Don't just be a hearer of God's word and deceive yourself. Read that. Matthew 28:18-20. When the Almighty Jesus walked with you, you'll be in good hand, man.
Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
Do you want to be with you? Do you want Jesus Christ to be with you? Do what he say. You obey first of all. And then you teach others to obey. No other way. Jesus say the same thing. You remember what Paul say? Philippians chapter 2 verse 12. In my presence, you used to obey God's word. In my absence now, you still obey God's word. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Continue to do so. Does it make sense? It makes sense. If you continue to do so, it is God who is at work in you to will and to act according to God's purpose. Because it's God who wants us to do that, not Pastor John's idea. You got to study at home yourself and check it out. If it's God's will for you, you do it. If it's God who acts on you to do it, you do it. And you will receive the blessing. All right? Fourth thing. First thing, study God's word. Second thing, memorize God's word. Third thing, obey God's word. Fourth thing, teach God's word. I mentioned it. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. And then, this is how Jesus taught them at the very beginning. And then, Matthew chapter 28, 20. And then the 12 apostles, they recall, they remember, they memorize Matthew chapter 28, 20. So that's why, you know what they say? I got to pay attention to in two things. You know what? You can do all sorts of things. At the end of the day, it may not count anything. But there's two things you got to do. First, prayer. Second, the ministry of the word of the Lord. That means preaching and teaching. You need to practice that. When you memorize God's word, you see your family member did something wrong, you preach to them. You teach them. Don't do that. The Lord didn't like it. You got that? You got it. Two things you got to pay attention. The rest of the stuff is not that important. How did the 12 apostles learn that? They learned it from 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23. They learned it from Samuel. Samuel said, as for me, far be it from me. I will continue to pray for me. I will continue to pray for you so that I won't sin against God. And I will continue to teach you God's word. There's only two things that we have to do. Very, very important. You did that two things, everything will be in good hand. You'll be alright. You memorize God's word, you know how to pray. You don't memorize God's word, you pray according to your will, good luck. You keep waiting there. Jesus say, when did I promise you? That's your idea, it's not my idea. Right? Oh, too bad. 1 John chapter 5, 14 to 15. When you pray, this is the confidence we have in our Lord Jesus Christ. If I pray according to his will, I know I'm going to receive it. Because that's what you say. You cannot deny yourself. What you promised me, you're going to fulfill. The Lord is not son of man that he should lie. He never lied to me. Whatever he promised me in the Bible, I pray accordingly, I'm going to get it. So I want you to read 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 23. And then Acts 6:4. First Samuel.
As for me, far be it from you that I sin against the Lord. I have been prayed for you, and I will teach you the way that is good and right.
Two things that we have to do. As a father to your own children, make sure you pray for your own children and teach them to obey God's word. Your children will be in good hands. First of all, Samuel said that. Later on in New Testament, the 12 apostles say the same thing. Acts 6:4.
And we'll give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word.
The ministry of the word is preaching and teaching. You got that? Finally, the three things we have to do. When we study God's word, then I know what God likes, what God dislikes. I know what pleases the Lord, what displeases the Lord. I memorize it. When I memorize it, I'm so filled with the word of God. When I speak, every word that utter from my mouth is God's word. When I pray, it's God's word too. You think God will not listen to me? Are you joking? And then I can say to him, whatever you commanded me to do, I did. I do my part. The boy's in your court. I'm going to wait for you. I'm going to see how you're going to bless me. Because you told me. You don't show favoritism. You're an impartial God. In Psalm 99:6-7. In those days, how you bless Samuel, how you bless Moses, how you bless Aaron. When they pray to you, you answer them and bless them. Why? Because they obey you. They listen to you. Now in today's days, could you show the same kind of favor to me? The Lord will say, definitely. Even though men are faithless, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 13, God remained to be faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Whatever he promised you, he would do it. You got that? When you get up from your knee, you know you're going to get it. You just wait. And be strong and courageous. 1 John chapter 5, 14 to 15. First John chapter 5, 14 to 15.
This is the confidence we have in approaching God. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him.
As long as you pray according to God's will, you know that God can answer you. Jude, verse 20. As long as you pray in the Holy Spirit. Pray in the Holy Spirit, that means pray according to God's word. Right beside Holy Spirit, you write down John, chapter 6, verse 63. The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The very word that I spoke to you, they are spirit and they are life. Pray in the Holy Spirit means pray according to God's word. Brother and sister, if I don't study God's word, I don't memorize it, how can I pray? I don't even know what to pray and what not to pray. You know what? Could you do me a favor? I want you to take the time to write that down from point one all the way to point five. Write that down on the first page of your Bible. Every time when you read the Bible, you will remember what have I just said. Review that until the point you can memorize all of it. I don't mean in one day. Take your time. The sooner you memorize it, the better. Does it make sense? Write that down in the first page of your Bible. When you make that commitment before God to study, to memorize, to obey, to teach, and to pray, you are doing God's work. You are doing things that please the Lord. Hannah, do you think if you did it, would the Lord bless you? Even though someone cursed you, you still receive the blessing. You got that? Each and every one of us has to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. If today you make a decision, like Samuel, like Peter, like Paul, like the Church of Berea, like John, like Matthew, if you choose to make that decision, to devote yourself in fighting, to study God's Word, to memorize God's Word, to obey God's Word, and to teach God's Word, and to pray according to God's Word. I can tell you, I don't care where you are, you're going to survive. You can be strong and courageous. When Pastor John dies, you be the pastor. Do you get it, Joyce? What's the five things?
Study, memorize, obey, teach, and pray.
Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you have mercy on each and every one of us. We need to do the will of the Lord. Not everyone who calls Jesus Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of God, as it is recorded in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. But it is those who do the will of the Father will be able to enter the kingdom of God. Lord, we don't just want to be a listener of your word, hearer of your word. We also want to be a student of your word, to study it, to memorize it, and to obey it, so that you are truly my God and I'm your servant. On top of that is your desire, not only to bless me, to bless others. So that help me to teach others diligently, and help me to pray for them, to pray for the audience, and to pray for myself. So that we be strong and courageous in when we see you face to face. We won't see you empty-handed, O Lord. We will bear much fruit when we see you. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.